Welcome to the Mansplain Podcast.
Welcome.
We got Tim in the building. We got Sam in the building. Appreciate you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
E is not with us today. He recently got into a bad car accident, and he is okay. He's fine in good health, but he will be back with us next month. Keep him in your prayers. We're not going to do it this month. We were going to do it this month. But next month for sure, we're going to, start doing our Patreon live. And so, make sure you, go to the Patreon and, type in Black Development Network. We'll be on there. I will be posting like videos and things like that on there, when we get this episode back as well. But make sure that's where our live's going to be. So we're offering that kind of like as a gift, like a, just kind of like what we want. We just want you guys to see what we're doing, be a part of the conversation, interact. Everybody's been asking to interact with us, so that's what our Patreon is going to be. We're going to try to do lives every week, starting from that, from the next episode, and yeah, and other content as well. So appreciate y'all. Make sure you go and do that for us. Tim, you doing all right?
Yeah, man. I'm doing all right.
It's been a long month.
It feels long as shit.
And then October has been weird.
Terrible month. It's been horrible.
Terrible month. I also got into a car accident as well.
Ah.
And so about to turn into an apartment complex and then got hit in the ass. So,
man.
Yeah, just been going to the chiropractor, doing regular stuff like that. But I'm good, though. We're here.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters is that I'm here and everybody was safe. He didn't get hit. He got hit, but he didn't have a dent, so.
Yeah. You took it all.
No, I took it all. That trunk's fucked up.
That trunk is.
yeah.
Pushed
but
in.
Yeah, man. So, episode 10. This is going to be kind of like a little different. So what I did was I went around and I asked a few young ladies. This episode basically is going to be women ask men. And so I got a couple questions that women have volunteered to ask on the program. And what I was going to do is I was going to allow also the Patreon Live to kind of ask questions as well. Fellas, don't fret. We are going to have moments where we connect with women as well and get their answers on a lot of different things as well, okay? So, but we did want to shout out to the ladies and do something on the part for the ladies and things like that. So,
yeah. And a lot of the guys are interested in what ladies have to say anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that, you know, most men that actually want to invest in women want these type of questions so that they can just get a better understanding of men. Like, everybody thinks that they know men, and when it comes down to it, no, you don't. You don't know why we do certain things, and everybody lives in their own little microcosm. So we don't really know that certain things have a pattern, or certain things are relatable outside of our microcosm. Men have done that, so did men do that too in your world? Okay, cool. So what is that, you know what I mean? How does that correlate? So that's basically like what we want to kind of do. We are looking into also making this a segment. So ladies, if we make this a segment, guys, I hope you guys continue to support. Make sure you tell us how we do and give our feedback on it, okay? So if you see me looking at my phone, it's actually like notes. So that's why I'm looking at my phone. So
yeah.
Let's start with the first question. First question is, it's a really good one too. Do we check our male friends on the mistreatment of women? If so, how?
Mm.
The only thing that I ask as well is that we both don't come off dismissive. So no tick for tat comments like, well, women do that too, type of shit. And we answer in the most transparent way that we can possible. Cool?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So, yeah. So, I'll read it one more time. Do we check our male friends on the mistreatment of women? If so, how?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think that it just depends. Like, personally, yeah, I've never had to. Usually the guys I run with, they're cool, respectful of women. That's why I fuck with them.
Yeah.
If that ever came to, like, that certain situation, I would definitely have to. Especially, like, if I'm right there, mm-hmm, physically right there, and, like, I'm literally watching this man, like, disrespect the woman, I got to stop it. I got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a bump, give him a tap. Like, yo, what's going on? Something. You got to say mm-hmm something, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just because that shows your character, too, if you're just going to allow that to happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is that saying about you? You
know? Absolutely.
So, yeah, bro, if it's happening in front of me, I'm, yeah.
Also, I'm just going to add to that. A lot of you women think that, like, our male friends do shit in front of us. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's certain things that like, I found out from previous male friends that I never knew anything about. It never presented itself in front of me. It never, like, even when dealing with their girls or women around them and stuff, it has never happened in front of me. So how can I check something I don't know what's happening? And some people do manipulate, like, the conversations and things like that. But if I do see it happening, I'm going to say the same thing. Yes, I absolutely do check it. There have been times where certain things have happened in front of me, or I've been asked certain questions about, you know, their females or their women that they're dealing with in their lives and things like that. And so if I, for example, I wish EJ was here, because, like, me and EJ have these conversations a lot where EJ will hit me up out of the blue and go, hey, bro, I just had this issue with my girl. Was I right or was I wrong? Here's what happened. And EJ is a really transparent person, so he'll tell what he did, too. He's not against – that's one thing I love about EJ. He will tell what he did, too. You know, we go through that little conversation, and if he's wrong, he'll tell you, I tell that, yes, you are wrong in that situation, or you need to chill out, and this is why. And that's how we do it, man. It's not, I don't believe it. I think some women also believe that we're supposed to just, like, fist fight our homeboys if they're mistreating women. Like that sounds like a thing. Sounds cool. But we live in a reality. And, like, these are our male friends. And sometimes we're in shock that our male friends act like this. We are like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Why are you acting like this in front of this girl or in front of women and stuff like that? So some things don't even appear until, you know, certain situations present themselves.
Yeah.
So we can't really, like, check them all the time. It doesn't happen. So that's how I check them. We talk. We have conversations. And like I said, I plain out say it, dog. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, I would want someone to do that for me. And I also call my friends on stuff like that, venting, trying to get perspective.
Right.
I think that your male friends are super important on not always agreeing with you and agreeing with your perspective. And that's the type of male friends you should aim for. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, it is what it is. Doesn't matter, man, woman, child, whatever. You're wrong.
Yeah. Okay?
So
facts.
That's that question. Number two. Why don't men appreciate a busy woman? And I'll even, because I know who also asked this question, so I'll put /single mothers. So why don't men appreciate a busy woman /single mothers when they're busy?
Why don't we appreciate them
mm-hmm
when they're busy? I think some guys don't like their women being too busy, like, for them. It's like, if mm-hmm I text you.
Yeah.
Some guy, I'm from perspective of other guys, like, if I text you, I want that to, like, why is it taking a 30, 45, an hour for you to get back to me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can see why, but at the same time, the type of guy you are, you should be able to give your woman some space, especially if she's busy.
Yeah.
You should be able to respect that, because, I mean, she's not, if you trust her and you know her,
yeah, of course,
you know she's out there working.
Yeah, you know
she ain't out there sucking dick.
Or taking care of her kid.
Or taking care of the kid. Like,
yeah.
So she's busy, bro. We have to understand that, like, women have their lives too. We can't just be,
absolutely,
can't just automatically think that they're doing something negative just because they haven't hit you back. Or,
yeah, absolutely. I think that's weird too, like, that men just automatically go to, you know,
the worst extreme.
Worst extreme. Yeah. So I think that's really weird. I'm gonna put a two-parter in here. So why do men not appreciate busy women? Because it's so crazy that, because I'm also talking about the red pill, red community And the kind of manosphere that's also happening on YouTube.
Alpha male.
And on alpha male and things like that.
Beta.
And the biggest conversation that comes up, and Tim kind of alluded to it, is that women should always prioritize like their space and time for men. And just men in general. Not men as in like the men they're dating, anything. Just men. You should prioritize a time for men. And personally, I think that's pure bullshit, okay? We're all human. We all have our own little spaces of things that we got to do. And especially if you're dealing with a single mother. You remember when you was a child, you had extracurriculars activity. Your child sometimes acts bad. Sometimes your child just needs that attention and care.
Yeah.
Child's doing homework.
That's a whole job.
That's a whole job in itself outside of her working a 40-hour job. Shit, don't let her have two jobs. So, you know what I mean? You also got to make sure that, I think men sometimes get into this one-track mindset where we just see ourselves and it's like tunnel vision. And so, you know, that I feel like that's really the reason why we think like, oh man, she can't be that busy. There has to be 10,000 men, you know, in her DMs. That could be true. And she can still be ignoring them as well. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have to realize that. That's why you're also asking these questions during the dating. What do you have going on in your life? How many jobs do you have? Do you have children? Things like that.
Yeah.
Because then you get to picture, like, okay, this woman can be busy. It doesn't matter. I had to tell someone once, it doesn't matter that this phone is in my, like, hand. I'm busy. You get what I'm saying? If I'm busy, I'm busy. Or phones by me and stuff like that. I can't answer. It right. is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I hold women to that same thing as well. So,
yeah. Yeah, man. That's a good one.
Let's go second question. Let's go. Third question. Excuse me. All right. Third question. Why do guys trash women for wanting traditional dating? Like actually going out on dates.
Why do we trash women for wanting to go out on dates?
Yep, I'm gonna ask this one time. I didn't send you something earlier today, and this actually rings true. Why do guys trash women for wanting traditional dating, like going on actual dates?
Probably because we broke. That's why, nigga. I ain't got the money to take you out. I cannot take you out. I ain't got no money. You want to go to cheesecake? That's $8 for a cheesecake.
That is $8 for a cheesecake.
For one slice? I mean, it's good, but goddamn, $8. Come on, dog. So yeah, I just think it's because we broke, bro. We don't have the money. And like when you don't have the money, that puts a lot of pressure on you already. So
yeah.
You know, I seen Dave Chappelle, like he did a skit where it was like you had $6.50. You gotta take your girl out to the movies, you gotta get her some food, and all he had was $6.50.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, we just don't have the money. It puts a lot of pressure on us, man. I think that's why a guy would be like, and not want to take you on a traditional date because he ain't got it.
Yeah, I'm going to play off that one a little bit. I got like a multitude of reasons. So number one, there's like, I'm going to also say this part because I do think this does ring true to certain men in their circular groups, okay? Because I have never been through this, but I have met men that have been through this. So to start off, number one, sometimes women don't want to go on date or traditional dates to meet men or invest in men. They go on traditional dates to get food or to get fed or to get some attention.
That's what you think that that's what.
No,
the
no,
men
no.
Think.
This is what I've been told and what I have witnessed.
OK,
so some women.
Yeah. Take advantage.
Not, this is not a they take advantage of the traditional dating phase. So there are this circular, this has never happened to me, so, but this has happened to some people that I know, where men are, you know what I mean, we're expected to take you out on dates and things like, there's nothing wrong with that also.
No,
I just want women to know that wanting a traditional date, I think you should absolutely get a traditional date.
Facts.
But when you have this group of women who use that to go out and have a little bit of tension and things like that, and there was never an expectation to really invest in this man or invest in this particular relationship, then it gives that group of men a lot of caution, a lot of paranoia when it comes to traditional dating. And that's why you also have like this group of men that just like, nah, let's fuck first. Like, let's fuck, like, come to my house and shit like that, which I don't understand that either, but either way it goes. Right. And that's why you have that, you know, that happening.
Right.
That's excuse number one. Excuse number two, I'm gonna allude to what he said. He's absolutely right. Some men are broke. Some men are absolutely broke.
Be real.
And broke meaning like they paid all their bills.
Yeah.
They have enough money to get through the week to next paycheck.
Yeah, we paycheck to paycheck.
And men are really particular about their funds, especially when they know what's coming in, what's going out, what they got to do, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Okay? And when you come along and you want to date and things like that, like you said, that is a lot of pressure because they got to fit you into that like slot and they've already overloaded that payment thing. You know what I mean? If I take you out, you know what I mean? I'm going over my budget.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
And so there's a lot of broke dudes out there. There's this and yeah, man, there's
it's
a
tough
there's a,
but true.
It's tough, but it's the truth. A lot of dudes don't want to hear that, but yes, you're broke. It's okay to say that.
It's cool.
And so traditional dating, I also think that you also, and my third part is, I also think you need to also explain to the men what you consider traditional dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I see traditional dating and the way that I grew up on traditional dating isn't the same as 2020 traditional dating.
Yeah.
I remember when in the 90s, you could go to a nice movie and dinner, right?
That's a wrap.
Some women, they expect, just some, I'm not saying everybody, but some expect, it ranged from like movie and a dinner to ranging all the way to, you got to spend $250. You got to do all this. I need a gift. I need this. I need this and this on the date plus dinner. Plus I need you to drop me off. You know what I mean? And in some cases, plus I need you to get dinner for like when I go to work tomorrow, like just stupid shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so when you have certain women taking advantage of that situation, some of these men become paranoid.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because they're already fitting you into their budget.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure it out.
And those are the ones that are taking advantage of guys.
And those are, and it's not like a huge, and even guys, I'm telling guys this as well. It's not like a huge group. Like I said, I've never gone through it where like this woman did not want to invest in a relationship. And we went on a date. We went on a great date. Or we went on all this stuff.
Yeah.
It mostly, you know, it either didn't work out or we actually did ended up getting together. So, you know, it didn't work out or anything like that. My last part, this is my last part of this one. And this is for men. And this is to be honest, ladies. It's because of pussy. Point blank and serious. Any man could come in here and sit next to me and argue it. It's because of pussy. It's because we want pussy.
That's fact.
It's because we want pussy.
We love
and
pussy.
A traditional dating doesn't get us pussy. I'm telling you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we make up all these different things for what we call them, sneaky links. Let's link. They don't tell you let's go on a date. Hey, I wonder why men don't have shit planned out. Because the plan was to get pussy. That's what the plan was.
Yeah.
Not to get in a car, go to whatever you need to go to and go on a date. It was to get pussy. That was the plan. No, you can't meet me anywhere. Meet me at my house. I'm trying to get pussy. So, men, we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be transparent. Number five is also like one of it as well. So, that's just how I see it.
It's true.
It is what it is. Every dude that I've talked to is like, damn, why you don't go on a date? Well, you know, she could meet me at my house. Nigga, it's only two things to do at your house.
Yeah.
And one's go to sleep.
Yeah.
And the other one's getting pussy.
That's it.
So, that's it, my nigga. She don't want shit in your refrigerator.
Right.
You've been eating Hot Pockets for 5 days.
Because you know that, like, if there's a chance we go out, there's still a chance I don't get pussy. But if you come through, it's a better chance to, like, get that pussy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a better chance. If she's sitting on your couch,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and you get to control your pockets, and you get to control the narrative that goes on in there. So.
Facts.
Hey.
It's the bottom line.
Honestly, honest, transparent. I'll argue on Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want on that topic. And I put money on it that every topic surrounds pussy, sex.
Most of the time, likely. Sex, yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
All right?
We love women.
We love women.
We love it.
We love pussy.
And we
more.
Love pussy. Yeah.
We love pussy more. Sometimes they don't connect. Okay. Sometimes they are not the same thing. No, most times they're not the same thing. Okay. Number four.
They just have them.
They just have them, dude. They just fucking have them. All right. Number four. Why date when you are emotionally unavailable?
Why date?
Why date
emotionally unavailable?
When you are emotionally unavailable.
Oh, man. I think most niggas don't even know that they're emotionally unavailable,
That's going to be a lot to unpack, big dog. Yeah. That's a lot to unpack. Yeah. I was on a phone call about this.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, this is the one thing that I feel like women just, like, will never get with men because they're not men. It's certain things that we wouldn't get with women either. So, you know, but there's a lot of things. This is one of them, the emotional part, okay? So I have a lot of different parts to break this in. There's not, I feel like that's an episode why men, like,
in itself.
Are just, in itself, are just not emotionally available. And for me, it starts at childhood. And I was explaining that a lot of men are pressured at childhood, packed on us. We're doing chores, we're doing shit around the house. Nothing wrong with that, right? But then it goes up a step. Got to make sure you're the protection. Got to make sure you're the provider. You got to make sure that you're this and that. You there are no emotions that are really attached to that stuff when you're starting off at child, like when you're starting off in the childhood state. You get what I'm saying? A lot of times, like you see a lot of guys that, you know, that they don't have any emotion. They're not allowed to cry. They're not allowed to do any of that stuff. Mm. And let's be really, really clear. Like, a lot of it is beat out of us.
Yeah.
It's beat out of us.
Yeah.
We don't have any emotion. We weren't taught to express ourselves. Mm-mm. We are these robots. So I see a lot of them walking around here. They look like what do you call them?
NPCs.
NPCs. Because that's what they were taught to be. So, you know what I mean? When fast forward to 2021, when they're trying to get in these relationships and stuff like that, and they can't
express,
they can't even process.
Yeah. Can't even express any vulnerability at all.
Just no vulnerability, just, yeah.
Nothing. Get nothing.
And this is just part one. So, and this is just part one of the unavailableness of men.
Yeah.
Okay? Part two for me, to be very, very clear, y'all got to stop telling y'all homegirls our business, okay?
Mm.
Y'all got to stop telling y'all homegirls our business.
Mm.
Because I got two parts for this. I got two little subtitles for this one. Number one, your homegirl already don't like us or she's jealous of the relationship.
Mm.
And guess what's going to pop out next when we get into an argument or when things are happening? Oh, girl, remember when you told me he used to wet the bed and shit at the...
man.
Oh, fuck.
She done told all the stories.
She done told all the stories to her homegirl who hates you.
Right.
And now he's looking at you because...
And she ready, and the homegirl ready to use that as fuel. She been ready to use
weaponizing
that.
Weaponizing our feelings and our emotions is basically the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two for me.
Right.
When you weaponize our feelings and emotions, we shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We're taught to shut down. You've already put it out there.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, social media in itself is a dangerous game. So I've already seen women that, you know, relationships to me personally should be happening behind closed doors. I don't care what y'all are arguing about. Keep it off this bitch.
Yeah.
Keep it off IG. Keep it off Facebook. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, keep that private.
Because at the end of the day, you think that girl that's on Facebook really, really is rooting for you. She's just nosy and she wants to antagonize the situation. He's just nosy. He wants to fuck you. That's why he's in your comments.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So when you keep it off of social media, you handle it like adults, you handle it in public, in private, and you handle it in your home, and y'all go y'all separate ways, whatever happens, y'all go y'all separate ways, then, you know, men are more, you know, capable of opening up and being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I got so many, so I'm going to let Tim speak, though.
Oh, man. That's off yours. What makes us, like, emotionally unavailable? Like, what what actually makes us emotionally unavailable? That's what I want to ask. Like, what do you think actually makes us like that?
I just think, like, the incapable of, like, we have not been, for me, for my experience in my microcosm, most women that I see, they have been taught, and this is actually outside of my family. I think my family does a great job of this, is, like, again, allowing young men to express themselves, obviously in a healthy way, like, not no crazy shit,
right.
But allowing young men to express themselves. I even look at it now, and I'll tell this quick story, too. A lot of times we overreact to certain things that boys do, and it comes out as either gay or feminine.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I'll give you an example. I was arguing with a coach one day. I was a baseball coach at Westlake High School. And so we was in the batting cage, and we were just talking about Mother's Day. It was about to be Mother's Day. And if anybody knows the tradition around baseball, they have the little pink bats, they have pink socks, pink shit.
Yeah.
And it's for mothers. It's clearly for mothers, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and him got the arguing because he was like, I don't like that pink shit. I think that's gay. He was like, I think that's a little feminine.
Yeah.
And I said, and I looked at him and I said, the day that I put on a pink shirt and all of a sudden that I like men, it's the day that I believe pink is just feminine and things like that.
Right.
Because, see, now everybody's wearing pink. Everybody's cool with it now and things like that. But this was, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
But to see that in itself was, like, a thing. Like, he was dead-ass serious. He was, like, the color pink was, like, the gayest thing ever.
Yeah.
So you even have, like, men who are also putting this on young men and things like that.
Mm.
That locks us up emotionally. We're not allowed to express ourselves,
right,
and things like little shit like that. You know what I mean?
I think that's where it comes from. Just not being able to express
ourselves
at all.
Yeah.
So, and you get with a female, y'all are talking, she wants to really understand you, get to know you, and you're just like a robot, like you said, NPC.
Yeah. Because
you don't really have anything to give.
At that point, you don't.
None.
And even if you did, you know, your question is going to be, will you really sit here and listen?
Right.
Like, will you listen, or will you sit here and listen and then tell your homegirls, well, damn, you know, he was telling me he used to cut himself in high school. Why would you tell your friends that?
Right. And not even tell her friends that when if she comes back and uses
or,
that
yeah, or
herself.
What the, yeah,
on
uses
you.
That on herself. Well, that's why you used to.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Then that right there for the next relationship, that'll cut any communication off, because
any
I don't want to tell anybody else that story, because now I feel like I'm going to get harmed again. I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah, you're going to get hurt by that.
Yeah.
You're going to get embarrassed by that. The one thing that men carry around more than anything is that pride and joy, that ego.
That ego a motherfucker, dog.
That ego a motherfucker. And when he is attacked.
Oh, he's a bitch.
He turns into something else. And not trying to be funny, man, but that's what turns into domestic violence. That's what turns into the high suicide rate for young males.
Mm-hmm.
That's what turns into it, that we don't give them that space to go, look, man, just tell me what's going on, what's wrong, and allowing dudes to process their emotions and being able to tell, you know, people shit without it being weaponized or without it being like a non-masculine thing, like it being feminine, and things like that. You know, we're all human. We all have emotions and things like that. So, that's another part of it too, man. Like just don't weaponize. Stop weaponizing our emotions, and you know, child, stop it at the source. When you have that child, allow him to express himself, man. Get him, hey, if he needs two earrings just to feel good, dope for a little while, give him two earrings. I see kids now, you know, young males wearing different type of shit.
Yeah.
I admire guys like Prince and Michael Jackson and all these different, like, eccentric men that were manly men.
Yeah.
But they had, like, their different styles.
Yeah, and Prince was hella feminine, but had all the women, bro.
And that's in his corner. You get what I'm saying? So, and we even look at it now, like NBA players and shit like that. Like, they're coming out and they're breaking barriers and things like that. I don't really care because I'm not used to seeing men express themselves in their masculinity and allowing that and allowing other kids to see that and other young men to see that and go, man, it must be freeing to do that and not give a shit.
Mm.
it must be freeing. You know what I mean? To me, that's healthy for young men.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, man.
I hope y'all got a lot out of that one.
For sure. That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't weaponize it. It sucks.
Yeah, it don't weaponize us. Don't weaponize our emotions. Okay, number five. Do you need to, do you need to have sex before catching feelings?
Do us men need
do
to have sex?
Do us men need to have sex before catching feelings? Fuck no.
I say it depends, but I say on the initial, just me wanting you, like that's I'm catching feelings right there and then, just actually wanting you and investing my time in you. Like I don't need it. Of course I want it, and when I get it I'm gonna love it, but I don't you know, that is not gonna make me get emotionally involved with you. Most guys, a lot of the thing is like most they think women fall in love like quicker or harder than men. And that's not always the case, big dog. Us men, we fall hard.
That's cap all in itself.
Yeah.
Again, like you're dealing with a man that doesn't know how to understand his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you don't perceive as love is love.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I hate to say it like that, but it is some type of love, because we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it if we, for the random, y'all should see how some of these dudes are treating these women that they don't love.
Yeah. Terrible.
Trash.
Horrible.
Being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what I mean? Some of the things I think that men need to learn how to express love, health, like in a healthy way, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is unfortunately the way we fucking love, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so that absolutely is cap. And I tell women that all the time. Like, yo, he got to love me harder because when I love harder or something. No, big dog, it's a balance.
Mm.
It's a balance. It doesn't matter. If you love him and you're not receiving love back that you feel like you should be seeing, hey, big dog, that man probably doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he ain't the one for you.
He ain't the one, big dog. And that's even better. He ain't the one. He's not how you want to love.
Right.
Your love is not bigger. His love is not on the same level as your love. It's a balance.
Mm.
It's a flow. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times when you're talking about that, like, oh, well, do you need to fuck me and stuff? No, he already likes you.
Yeah.
He just wants the pussy.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all young women need to understand. They just want the pussy. And then they just want the pussy, dog. Like that, like it's no other. They could come up with like different fantasies and different all that shit, like philosophies. These alpha males and no, you don't need to do all that. It's just they want some pussy.
At the end of the day,
if a dude's gonna do for you, he's gonna do for you whether you get pussy or not. There were times where I didn't get pussy. I love this girl. And I didn't get pussy, and I still did shit for her because I loved her. I didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, I knew I'd get pussy eventually.
But at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, I fell head over heels over a woman. So you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I knew I was going to get it. But, hey, at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do because I love this woman.
And a good woman is easy to love, bro.
Yeah.
A good woman is easy to love, man. Mm-hmm. So that makes it worse because you get you a good one.
Yeah, you get you a real good one.
It's tough. Because, yeah, you're going to fall in love.
You're going to fall in love, especially when she's a great woman.
You're going to fall
in love with her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. It happens.
It happens, man. And there's a lot of great women that men fall in love with. But again, because they couldn't express themselves, they lose out. Because they're like, damn, I wish I could tell her.
You can't. Don't know how.
But I don't know how to tell her. You know what I mean?
Don't know how, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, this one might get a little sting from like the males, because I'm definitely gonna clip this one. Where is your accountability?
Oh man, where is men's accountability?
Where's men's accountability? Remember, we can't be dismissive. Let me start here. Let me start here, dog.
I don't have nothing for
men. You don't got nothing for me. I feel you. I got it.
I don't have no accountability.
You have no accountability. I think this is such. I went through this. I can't tell you nothing that I haven't been through. So there's a time where I had no accountability for like my actions or anything. I tell the story. I've told the story to Tim. I know I told the story to EJ. But it's a funny story, but it's a sad story because it was my most embarrassing moment. So I was around 15, 16 years old, and this is when Facebook was popping. Like, Facebook was the place and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right after MySpace. I had a brother. This man's name is Chris, and he introduced me to a young lady. He was dating her sister, okay? Mm. And we were just talking. Like, me and her were just talking. We were kicking it. We had phone calls. We had, like, the three-way, four-way thing that was happening. But me and her talked a lot. And so what happened was I got into my feelings. So, you know what I mean? I'm thinking I'm in love with this girl. Yeah, I'm 15, 16 years old. Right. I don't know shit about love at that point. But I'm thinking I'm in love with this girl, okay? And when I so him and his girl got into a fight on Facebook, okay? They got into a fight. They got into the comments. I'm the boy, so I'm like, yo, I'm getting in the comments. I'm getting into it as well. Sister comes and joins, gets in the comments as well.
Mm.
So then she says something that just, like, broke my heart. So she was like, you're just mad because, you know what I mean, you want to be with me, but I don't want to be with you, and start saying, like, hurtful shit. I went on the biggest rant of Jeremiah's life. If you've ever seen me mad, you haven't seen me mad. And I was just,
yeah,
I was going in. The next day, I'm not crying. It's like fucking.
Yeah, I'm crying, shit. Bro.
I don't know why the fuck. Anyway, I'm not crying though.
It's the smog.
But, yeah, it's the fucking smog in here. But long story short, that was a super embarrassing time for me. I say all that to really point out that, to be honest with you, for real, bro, it's fucking bad in here. Anyway, what the fuck? Like, man, I can't even.
You got some jalapeno peppers back there, big
no,
girl?
No, big dog.
Onions?
I say that to say it was embarrassing, bro, because I went back and read those comments, and I realized, like, how terrible I felt. Because I was like, yo, I really was mad because I liked this girl. And I was like, yo, there was no accountability on myself, on what I like.
Crying,
yo, like, and I tell this story. It is funny. But I tell this story because, like, I was 16, and at that time I realized, like, how shitty of a person I was.
Yeah.
All because I liked this girl.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, not no, like, I was like, yo, like, I really went on a fucking rampage on Facebook. What I'm telling people not to do at 16, I'm telling you now because I lived it. And I really went off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I went back and I apologized to hurt. Her. I was hurt.
Hurt, bro.
I was in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that was like my awakening accountability moment for me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of dudes have had that nowadays, where despite, like, all the healthy relationships and bad relationships they have with women, there have never been a time where a lot of dudes have sat down and went, I could have not done that. Like, I honestly made myself look foolish.
Right. I also think accountability comes with growth and age.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to grow into that too, bro. You're a young 16-year-old. Man, yeah. We're hothead. Man, fuck it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're hothead, but, you know?
And I think also what was more embarrassing was, like, for me, I thought everybody could see that because it's Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, if one thing y'all realize about men is that all we have, like, really, like, all we have is our pride. Once that's out the window, bro, and that comes with a lot of different things. That's come with, like rape. That comes with the accusations of, I mean, the accusings of sexual assault, anything like that. Any type of beratement towards women. All we got is our pride at the end of the day. That's what we wear on our sleeve a lot of times, okay? And when you when that is just gone, like, we're just a shell,
mm-hmm,
pretty much.
Yeah, bro.
And so this was definitely, like, my most embarrassing moment. And this was mostly like, yo, I was terrified because I thought everybody saw this.
Mm.
And I don't even know if it's still up on Facebook. It might be still there.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, yo, if I ever grow old and they're like, this is here.
Yeah.
This is going to kill me. Mm-hmm. Like for real. And so I just wanted to share that. I think that's a very like important part of like accountability. That's what accountability looks like. And I'm speaking to men when I say this. Like, that's what accountability looks like. When you can sit there and you can look at something and say, like, yo, I should have never reacted like that. And sure, like, that's, sure, I was a hothead. Sure, yeah. I was 16. But, bro, like, you'll be surprised how much that plays on a lot of things that I deal with when it comes to women. When I see women in public, like, I don't want them to see me as this weirdo, especially with all these other weirdos running around here.
So many fucking weirdos.
You just had a guy. There's a guy on you Instagram right now. They're trying to find him. He's in Maryland. He's walking up to this house, you know, with this woman, to this woman. And he's scaring this woman or whatever. He gets to the door. He's trying to put his hand in the camera. And he takes out these gloves and he takes out these zip ties or whatever. He's about to get to work. He's about to do something he's not supposed to be doing. Whether he's mentally unstable, it doesn't fucking matter. And I just don't want to be seen like that. Yeah. And I get that part on women. I do. I get it. Like, yo, you could be the next serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think on my part of like accountability, I hold accountability now. But yeah, like.
Yeah. It comes with, I think it comes with
growth. It comes with a lot of growth.
We have to hold ourselves accountable. It's not even like the woman. Like tells us we need to be accountable for something. We actually have to hold ourselves accountable.
We actually have to sit down and say, "Look, dog, was that really the way you need to go?"
Right.
And so,
I think at a young age, you're not thinking like that.
As a grown man,
you start thinking like that.
But when you just start looking back on it, and you're like, "Bro, that was weird. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible." But at the age of 16, after that incident, I literally tried everything. Everybody keeps asking me why I say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir a lot. I get teased by that.
Respect from the South.
Absolutely. But also part of that is, as well, it's just that, like, yo, I just don't want to ever be
a weirdo.
I don't want to even be put in that situation of, like, he might be a weirdo.
Yeah, I heard something that said, like, the number one thing women are scared. The number one thing men are scared of that a woman will do is reject them.
Yeah.
The number one thing that a woman is scared will do is kill her.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the scale. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. We're on two different sides.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
I'm scared of rejection. We're scared of rejection. And
she's scared we're going to murder her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope that answered a lot of y'all questions.
Hold yourself accountable, guys.
Yeah, hold yourself accountable.
Don't kill anybody.
But yeah, man, even on like Instagram, like, men, sit the fuck down, like, on that shit, you know? Just sit the fuck down on that shit. Everything doesn't have to be about your ego and pride. Like, the fuck, you know?
Facts.
But anyway, I got two more. Number 7, this is a funny one.
Yeah.
Why do y'all avoid the clit?
Why do we avoid it? Who avoids it?
Hey, apparently.
I love it. Where's my camera? I love it.
Where's my
camera? Where my clit at? I love it. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna lick it.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, what? If you really know, if you know sexually what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
bro, that's the pleasure point for a woman. So if we're avoiding that, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro? If you don't know what you're doing, if you're avoiding the clit, bro.
Yeah.
You don't. So I don't avoid it. If you're avoiding it, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think that like porn plays a lot into that too. But I also think that, like, men, we were just talking about, it's funny, because, like, I do feel like the Jaden and Will thing applies to this. Because, like, we expect our partners to know each other.
Yeah.
Like, if I go talk to a woman, she expects me to know how to have sex, to at least make her, like,
come.
Yeah. And so a lot of dudes, you'll realize, like, bro, I'm 29. There's a lot of 29-year-old men out there with least experience in the sexual department.
Facts.
They go years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that we're just out here getting pussy. We're not.
We're not.
That's why
we're not
manipulating the situation. No. If any dude's out there getting pussy, he doesn't have to do all that.
No,
you know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So that too, man. Like, you know, some of these guys are not sexually active as much as you think, and some of them are just not in the same boat, like, you know, as other men as far as sex and stuff. So
it's experience.
That's
too.
It's experience. Basically, that's why they avoid the clit. So.
And if women, you gotta, I'm gonna get on the women.
Yeah,
you gotta tell us too. Sometimes you gotta teach them.
Preach.
You have to teach them. You gotta be like, yo, no, I don't like that. Go a little hot. You have to like help us out. You gotta be verbal. We'll take it in. We'll adjust, and then we'll get it together. But if we don't know, that means we don't know. So some of us need to be taught.
Yeah.
So if you have to teach us, I mean, teach
I will concur, sir. Yeah. I think, I also think we're just too grown not to, like, bro, if you want to
know the anatomy of a woman.
Yeah, to not know that too, but, like, as well as, like, we're too grown to not be able to communicate during sex.
Oh, facts, yeah.
Like, there's no way in hell you're walking around just letting another dude go. Even if he didn't do right by you, right? And, like, I'm thinking of, like, a guy that just does not want to learn how to do it. Okay, you leave him alone.
Yeah.
A guy comes in. He's actively listening to you. He's making sure he's trying to read your body. Mm. He's trying to learn you for the first time.
Yeah.
Then, like, why are you not teaching him? I don't get that. Like, you just let the guy just, well, he didn't know what he was doing. I can find somebody else that knows how to do it. Well, that guy's an asshole or doesn't want you. He just wants to have sex with you. This guy is only missing the sexual tool.
Right.
So why are you not willing to? It's a compromise.
Mm.
It's a compromise.
Facts.
It's okay. You know what I mean? Not everybody's going to find that guy that knows how to dig them out and pay bills and do all that. That's a lot of pressure on a dude.
It is.
Yeah. You know?
Because usually the most bummiest niggas are
digging
you out the hardest.
Hey, man, they be in there working on a railroad,
man.
In that pussy. So, you feel me? So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it is,
bro.
What it is, man.
That's facts. Yeah, but find the clip, guys. It's not that hard.
It's not that
hard. It's really not that hard.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's not. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last question is, why do men still watch porn while in a relationship?
Oh, man. That's tough. Some of us, we just addicted to porn. Niggas is just out here addicted.
Yeah.
So you could have a whole girlfriend, a wife, and we still like, as soon as she gone, we flip into the old faithful scene.
Hey, man, yeah. I mean, so, I think sometimes like y'all just not there, right? Like, I mean, if y'all are like away, of course we're watching porn.
Yeah, bro. It happens.
Yeah.
Now some women,
The women we deal with like the porn. So
the women, yeah, women like porn.
I don't
too.
Under
it depends
well,
on the
I'm,
woman.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like most of the women that I've like dealt with, they like watch porn too.
Yeah,
and but some of them watch porn together.
I think it depends on the woman too, because maybe one woman might find that as a form of not cheating, but basically, you know, it's like I'm not there. Like, why?
I would like to hear that woman's part on why that's cheating. But okay,
you never know, bro. These women
you're
are
right.
weird.
You're
They're
right.
super conservative. Like,
super conservative.
It's like, why would you? Why do
Bible
you need to
belt.
Do that when I'm here? Like, I'm here. I'm. You can't just wait
for
me.
I also think that, I also think that, like, porn could be like a startup to that. So, like,
you should watch it together.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I know people that watch porn with, like, their significant others.
Yeah, that makes...
To do a startup or to...
Get it popping.
Or even, like, emulate, like, what she's doing or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, man, do something. I don't care how conservative you are. You out there having sex, dude. Man, get it popping. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
Hey, man.
Hey.
You just never know.
We just never know.
Like, these... I don't know. I just feel like... Personally, I don't... Personally, I think porn can help in a lot of situations.
Yeah, of course.
Especially if you know how to. It could be a tool.
Yeah, it could be a tool.
I feel like you shouldn't be addicted to it, but you know, it also, you know, think about it. It really taught us guys growing up, like not the reality of porn.
Yeah,
but
that is there.
Yeah, that like
that,
you
that
know
is there.
And I mean,
I was just in the car telling Tim like the first time I seen porn was in computer applications
class.
At class.
Yeah. So like we grew up kind of like. Oh, man, so we get a thought, an idea of what sex could be like.
Yeah.
So, like, we're not going in there just completely stupid, but also you can't think that porn is reality.
Yeah,
because, like, you know, the porn aspect, like, I mean, come on, bro. Everything's exaggerated.
Of course.
Niggas got 14-inch dicks. Like, women got fucking tits and asses. Like, they all look perfect. Everything looks good.
Yeah.
But in reality, that's not real life, bro. And like I said, that can affect the relationship. There's that thing called what PIED, which is porn induced erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been watching so much. You've been watching so much porn that you can't even. Once you get in front of a woman, you can't even really grasp what's going. Your body doesn't know what's going on. They need something visually.
They need the. They need it to pop up.
Yeah, bro. They need to see.
They need to hear that Pornhub.
They need interest. You need to hear the intro, bro. You know what I'm saying? You need to hear it all. We can't even just be with. And so that can cause the erectile dysfunction because niggas just can't get it up because like we're used to seeing. And then the porn we watch, that shit escalates. Yeah. So now we're looking for. You started off with just lesbian porn, softcore, and now you on BDSM, like,
first of all, broken. Lesbian is not like porn.
It could be. It's hell like, oh, no. Two girls. Oh,
I'm
man,
thinking just... about Cinemax at night.
Like, softcore.
Yeah, softcore. Yeah, there you go.
From like, that to, yeah, like, BDSM.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so when we get in front of a woman.
Dude just starts off at lesbian porn. That's how he starts
that's
off?
First, hey, that's the first shit.
Hey, hell no.
Hey, look, listen. Lesbian porn is fire. So some guys, that might be the first
that's
thing
where they
started
off, though.
Yeah, man. You never... I mean, I don't know these categories. I don't know what y'all start off with.
That's
shit.
Crazy, man. But, hey, man. Hey, if y'all out there starting off with lesbian porn, you need therapy right now. You made it past BD. What'd you call it?
BDSM.
BDSM. You are well past that, brother. You into some freaky shit.
But like I'm saying, bro, like it just it takes you out of reality, bro.
It does. It does take
so
you out of reality.
So porn is good in some aspects. Porn's cool. Mm-hmm. Just don't become addicted to it. Don't become dependent on it.
Yeah,
it could hurt a relationship.
On the shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a whole world out here, bro. Like I said, don't let these apps and shit fool you, dog. Like, you know what I mean? There's a real world out here. You
and
know?
It gets
touchy feely.
It gets lonely though. A lot of men are lonely. Men aren't out here just getting pussy every day.
Yeah,
bro.
No, we're not even.
So
getting
what are we gonna do?
Close.
Pornhub. That's just what we
bang bros.
Bang, you know what I'm saying, bro? So it's just like, it's just tough. So, you get into that cycle of just watching porn every day. You're not even gonna want to go look for a woman, bro. You're not gonna have the vigor to go look for a woman.
Yeah, you're good.
You busted three nuts before you got out the house for breakfast. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's a lot.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for 8 a.m. you busted three nuts on yourself.
That's wild.
So that's another thing, bro. Like,
I'm mad you looked around when you said that. There's no one else but me, you, and Sam. And Sam's laughing too. Like, what?
Sam's like, no, me.
Sam's like, I didn't.
Hey, I got pussy before I came in here.
What you talking about?
Nah, bro. But like, I'm just saying.
Hey, can someone put in the comments? We really want to know. We have never in our lives used a cum sock before.
Do you get the sock? This is what I think. I think a cum sock is you get the sock, you put it on your dick, you jerk with the sock,
dog,
and bust
not what
in
happened.
The sock.
No.
That's not it.
Hell,
how
no.
is that?
So I'm thinking you bust on the sock or in the sock, bro. There's no fucking way you putting 100% cotton on your dick
and just no.
That's not happening.
Somebody give me the definition.
Yo, I've never used a cum sock either, though. I just seen it on like American Pie or something like that. Yeah. Was it whatever?
Yeah, American Pie. Yeah.
Is that American Pie where he uses it like a? Okay, uh-huh. So outside of that, I've never heard of anybody using a cum sock.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. That's and do weird y'all shit. Wear that around? Do y'all like wash that and put it
and
in?
Put
the,
it. Yeah. Your mom
like
washes it for you.
Mom washes it, and you put that.
She's like, oh, here's Billy's under sock. Oh man, that thing's standing up like that. She's like, oh, look at Billy's. Oh, my God, Billy. He stepped in some shit.
You about to put them kids on rent cycle.
Yeah, bro. And then we talked about the afternut clarity that we get.
Oh, yeah, we did. We talked
you
about
could be, you could be, hey, man, you could be the horniest man ever. You going in on your favorite scene. As soon as you done, man, you looking at this crime scene like, God damn, you got nut on your stomach. You got tissues. It's like, bro, you feel like shit. You're like,
hey, you do, bro. Then you look down at the scene and you like, And it's always like, yo, if you really good, it's always like 5 minutes into the scene, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's not even like a long scene. So, it's like, God damn.
Y'all ain't in there watching a full 30 minutes. Y'all know Big y'all dog, watching.
I can't.
Two to five is in there.
Yeah, 2 to 5.
Out of there.
Okay, yeah, 2 to 5. Going through like the little, yeah, cool.
But yeah, bro, I just feel like porn, it could be used as a way. It could be good, it could be bad, bro. But at the same time, it's just how you use it.
Yeah, it's just how you use it, man. We
like any tool.
Yeah, like any tool, yeah. You know, any tool. But that's all the questions that I have, man. Thank the ladies for asking questions and stuff like that, man.
That was cool. That was good questions.
Yeah. Yeah, these were great questions, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I think that's a wrap, actually.
Yeah, bro.
So, appreciate everybody for coming through. Again, I'm going to say it one more time, man. Next month, we'll be doing the Patreon. Make sure you guys... get on our Patreon. I think the lowest is like $3, dude.
Yeah.
Come through, see the live, see the action that we're making out here. And yeah, man, we're going to have also other content on it as well. So please and thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
support.
You for coming, Tim. Appreciate you for coming, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate you, Sam.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. And we're out.
We out. Peace.